Chodesh Tov World. Today's daf in Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Nun Tet, and we're holding on Nun Chet Omud Beit. And we were just in the middle of the sugya of body hair removal. So let's start again from the shita of Reb Chiya Bar Ava Om Reb Yochanan. And yesterday we had a diak that we said apparently what Rav was saying when he said, Badavke was talking about, he said tar, and he said that you're allowed to be mako batar, and we had a brisa that said that you're lokef, you're mavir batar, and we explained that he meant ke'en tar. So ke'en tar means that he wasn't using a razor, but that he would be cutting close to the skin, but it wouldn't be mamish ke'en a real tar. And then we said that that's really meduyak in the lashon of Rav, who says mekel. Mekel meaning that it's not a complete removal. That's where we had gotten up to yesterday. Om Reb Chiya Bar Ava, Om Reb Yochanan, ha-ma'avir beit ha-shechi u-beit ha-erva loke. Now, according to this, any kind of removing hair from underarms or pubic hair is chayev in malchus. Meisvei havarat seyar einam adivrei Torah elam adivrei sofrim. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that you're chayev malchus if it says beferish in the Braita that if it's usher, it's certainly not usher b'divrei Torah. It's usher only min rabbanan. So what's the malchus? We'd have to say that when Rabbi Yochanan says you're chayev malchus, he meant you're chayev min rabbanan. So we're talking about not real malchus arboim, but we're talking about a malchus min rabbanan according to the Das Bezdin. Ikede Amrei, others say that dafke he really did mean the oraisa. He's not talking about Malkus Mardas. Om Reb Chiya Bar Ava, Om Reb Yochanan. Ha-ma'avir beit ha-shechi u-beit ha-erva loke, mishum lo yubash gever simlat isha. According to this version, since he quotes a pasuk with it, and he considers to be this type of beauty shaving, is considered to be treating a male as a female, so that's included in the overall iser of an iser for a man to wear women's clothing. Apparently, holds a d'oraisa. Meisvei asked the Gemara from the Braita in this version also. Avarat seyar einam edivrei Torah lemi divrei seifrin. How can you say, Rabbi Yochanan, it's a d'oraisa? Answers the Gemara, because there is a machlokas tanoim, and Rabbi Yochanan is going like another tana. Who d'yomer kahai tana? The Tanya ha-ma'avir beit ha-shechi u-beit ha-erva, ha-rei zover mishum lo yubash gever siblat isha. So now that would mean that we have a machlokas tanoim, whether it's ena midivrei tera, ela midivrei sofrim, and it's just the chiyuv of Malkus Mardus, or whether it's actually part of the pasuk of lo yubash gever. So wait a minute. So the Tana Kama that we just said before, that says that it's definitely not a d'oraisa, you're not chayev malchus arboim. So according to that, what does it do with the pasuk? I mean, doesn't the pasuk say that in general, that one is not allowed to act in a way that the other gender acts? Well, it's also true of an isha. That's lo tilbash. Also, the we'll see exactly what it's referring to in a minute, but also she's not allowed to be wearing a clay gever, which the pasuk is going to talk about, we'll see. So now, according to this, what do you do with that pasuk? Isn't that pasuk a general statement? No. He uses it for like this. Miboile lekinatanya. This braita makes it very clear that what we're talking about over here is not according to the parshas of the pasuk. Why? Because since it says lo yiyeh klei gever al isha, What do you think that means? Ma Talmud Lomar. The Braisa asks you, use your brains. What do you think that means? You really think it means that you're not allowed to cross-dress? A man's not allowed to put on a woman's dress. Or a woman's not allowed to put on a man's dress. That's crazy. Im shelo yilbash ish, simlat isha. Or an isha, simlat ish. So how do you explain the fact that the Pasuk goes on to say, ki to'avat Hashem Elokecha kol osei ele? I mean, come off it. What do you mean, to'avat Hashem Elokecha? Whoa, what is the to'eva that could possibly be involved in cross-dressing? And for guys, got a psychological problem. He's got a psychological problem. So send him to a doctor. I mean, what, it's got to be a to'eva. I mean, what's he doing wrong that in any way has to do with elements of to'eva, that it's using his body in disgusting ways? He's not even using his body. So it can't possibly mean that. If it says, Hare kvar ne'amar to'evahi, where's the to'eva? Ella, what it must mean is, shelo yilbash ish simat isha v'yeshev ben anashim. This is not talking about just cross-dressing. It's talking about dressing up in such a way that allows you to participate sexually with the other gender, because you sort of, you know, you start going to a woman's club, or a woman goes into a men's club, and they let her in, she looks like a man, and she's sitting, whatever, and she starts up with everybody. That's what it means. Or an isha shouldn't wear simlat ish, v'teshev bein anashim. But stam? So the guy's having fun dressing up, or you're putting on a school play? I mean, you really think that that's what it's talking about? However, we see that not everybody holds that, because Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, minayin shelot etzei isha b'chlei zayin lemilchama. How do we know that a woman should not go out wearing things that are worn by men? It's not the derech of an isha to be yotzei lemilchama. So if she's going out wearing klei zayin, she's wearing weapons. How do we know that that's aser? Talmud lomar lo yechlei gever al isha. So that means that she's wearing bedafka, something that shows off the macho element of the gever. Oh, he's a gever. So she's also a gever. And what does it mean when it says lo yubash gever simlat isha? Now, that means to do, obviously it doesn't just mean putting on a clothing of a woman. It means shelo yitakein ish b'tikunei isha, means the same kind of thing, to be very effeminate. And that's to do, so what's he going to do? He's going to put on rouge, he's going to put on lipstick. That's already very effeminate. And if we're talking about putting on makeup or shaving his underarms or his pubic hair, that's like, you know, what does a man have to get involved in that with? That's something that a woman does. And therefore, it should be usher specifically where it's very effeminate. Now, you'll notice this immediately beggars the question of how dependent is this on what is called feminine and what is called masculine. I mean, there's obviously nothing in the Torah that defines the specific clothing that are worn by women and specific clothing that are worn by men. I mean, so that seems to be a cultural issue. If the cultural issue changes, then it would appear that so does the Isser. And the truth is that there is a beautiful entire analysis by Rav Shrira Goin about this. And he says like this, and it's a very interesting historical piece. So the Ran brings most of this tshuva from Rav Shrira Goin in Makkos. But the truth is, since the Rajba argues on it, there's a big tshuva Sarajba. So when they printed up the tshuva Sarajba, they printed up the entire tshuva of Rav Shrira Goin. But what he writes is like this, very, very absolutely clear words. Minag kulo rabbanan, b'shtei yeshivot. Now remember, we're talking about over here the two big yeshivas in Bavel. And that was the time of the Gaonim. And he says, it's been 200 or 300 years. Batayim shlosh miot shana, shemavirin ser bet ha-shechi ubet ha-erava ve'inim noemian. It's the minig in both of the yeshivas. Nobody ever told any yeshiva bochrim that they're not supposed to be shaving pubic hair and underarm hair. Ve'amur bidvari, and what I'm saying now, lo pligi bein ha-ma'avir elu bilvad la-ma'avirin b'chol sar gufo. This has to do with an entire body shave. It makes no difference. There's nothing unique about underarms or pubic hair. And the way that I see it, says Rav Shri Ragon, elakach onu ro'im bo. Yesh hefresh bein techshitei nashim. Defining what is effeminate is defined bein hazmanim u'bein ha-mekomot. It has to do with local conditions, whether local times or local place. And gam yesh bein beged le beged efresh. The same thing is true to decide what type of clothing is feminine clothing or what type of clothing is male clothing. Because, I mean, take a look over here in Bavel nowadays. This is, of course, a very long time ago, in the time of Rav Shri Ragon. Kenagu kan. That big day pishtan, a big day semer gefetz. If you wear linen or you wear cotton, men only wear white. And nowadays, ena anashim lovshim otam tzvuim. However, if you're talking about silk and stuff like that, then the men wear all kinds of crazy colors. Paisley shirts in the yeshiva. Nobody says anything's wrong with that. Lefichach mutar lehem levosh mielu kefi aminag amokom vazman. Look, it's all a function of what the local minag is. If the guys in the yeshiva go around wearing these Hawaiian shirts, you know, okay, fine. Just say, in our town, only women wear that. Okay, so in your town, they won't wear it. No. So what does that have to do with anything? What is this, some type of deraisa defining what you're supposed to wear? That's crazy. So if it would be different, then that was what only women wore, when only women wear. But why would you worry about a different place and a different time? Everybody knows that the styles are different in different country. So kola asur bo kemin hago v'heter bo kemin hago. Everything asur is like the local derech. Heter is the local derech. Because the Torah never defined lo siyem lanu kli gever v'simlat isha. There's no Torah gave a definition. It just said whatever is called a kli gever, whatever is called a simlat isha, lefi hamin hagot behem. Now, what about the Gemara? In those days, botama shanim, lo haya minaga anashim lavir beit ha-shechi ubeit ha-erva shalem. People didn't go in for underarm shaving, males didn't, or for pubic hair shaving. And they used to look at people like that as being a little bit weird. V'ayiro'in misho sekein, kinashim she'in mitkashtot. To them, it looked like they were being very effeminate. So there it's usher. The minig at that time was, that's why it was usher for them. And listen, I know this sounds crazy to you guys, because who ever heard of anybody growing pubic hair? See how totally different it is? But there are places even today where it's like that, you know? Ve'af adachshav, even in these modern times, there is even places where today people grow their body hair. Look at the Arabs, you know? B'nai Yaktam, they do that. And if an Arab is going to go ahead and cut his pubic hair, they'll look at him as being some kind of weird woman. Chalash, kinashim, it's a sign that he's like, real men don't eat quiche, you know? So, enochinami, if you live in those places, ancheo tama mikomot akshav osur, lavir beta shechu beta erva shalab, if you live in a place like that, then enochinami, you're not allowed to, you know? Ava anche mikomot halolo bizman hazeh, there's absolutely no difference between the different sexes about how they treat their body hair. So because of that, it's not part of this Isser. So this is a famous Tshuva of Rav Shri Ragon, and the Rajba doesn't like this at all. And he says, you know, just because people have decided to do things wrong doesn't make it right. And just because they started doing something that was different, so it was wrong. So if you keep doing it wrong, you think that makes it right? You know, you think that that takes the simlas isha and it turns it into a simlas ish? Absolutely not. Ela kol davar sheraui l'anashim velo l'anashim v'anashim osut kein osur l'anashim mishum simlat isha. What? Just because you were doing isser, misha yirgir badovala asser, and now for many years you've been doing the same isser, so now it becomes mutter? Eina isser chozer l'heter, you know? So therefore, it isn't the psak halacha. That's the way the Rashba says. We'll take a look a little bit more in the Gemara now, and then I'll mention some more issues that are legebes manazeh in terms of the psak on these things. Anyway, very surprisingly, the Gemara now says that according to Reb Nachman, even if you hold that it's osir, but for nazir, it's really weird. For a nazir, it's mutter. What? This is really crazy, right? Because the point is that when the nazir is cutting his hair, so what's the whole inyan? That over there, the whole time, we were mocked, but he wasn't allowed to cut his hair. And now we're telling him, no, now you got to go out and cut your hair. So then that means that we're looking at the hair of a nazir as being something adaraba, that it's part of like his renewal, you know? He's going to start over again, the Rosh Nizro. Okay, so once a nazir is cutting all the hair off his head, he let him go to town, you know, and let him turn himself into one of these levim who look like a newborn. So, okay, so for a nazir, it would be mutter. Amazing idea. But we don't pass it like that. Let yochatakavatet. I'm sorry to mention this, but I noticed that Rabbi Yochanan does not have body hair. Now, how do you explain that? Omar Lahan, no, he didn't shave. That was just because Mahmad Zikna Nashru. Remember, he was pretty old, and because of that, so the hair has a tendency to fall out as you age. Now, there was another maisa, Hudis Chayev Negida Kameda Rabami. So it was a guy that was Chayev Malkus Rabbanan, Malkus Martus, which is always Aliba, the Das of the Bezdin. He did something that Bezdin didn't approve of. Wasn't a defined Malkus. Anyway, so they took the guy's shirt off and they're tying his hands onto the Amud. You know, they're going to give it to him. And meanwhile, he uncovers his underarm. So Rabami sees that he doesn't shave his underarms. Oh, he says, forget it. This guy must be a Talmud Chacham if he doesn't shave his underarms. So he says, let him go. Omalon Rabami Shavku, Dein Min Chavrayahu. This guy is a Talmud Chacham. Okay, so maybe he was Nichshal on something. We're going to be Mavazim or Chas V'Chalila. Let him go. So the Rashba uses this actually as a Raya. So he says, look, if everybody in those years was cutting their underarm hair, why didn't he? So you see that the Talmidei Chachamim, even if other people, because if it serves as an indication, is a Talmud Chacham. So you see that Talmidei Chachamim did not shave even when other people were shaving, not like Reb Shmuel Ragon. Okay, now, obviously, I mean, this could be an Inyan of chumrah that they were machmer on themselves, but anyway, this is the way that the Rashba sees this Gemara, and Rav asks Rabbi Chiya, are you allowed to shave, meaning using a razor? No, because it's osur. So Rav said, but I mean, it's very uncomfortable. I mean, what are we just going to let hair grow? And so on. I mean, it's not part of, you're not doing this to make yourself look beautiful like a girl. You're just simply trying to be comfortable. You know, it's hot. You don't want a lot of body hair. It makes it difficult to get dry after a shower or whatever. So what's the problem with it? Isn't it just a question of discomfort? V'kogono. Omarle, don't worry about it, Rav Bar Pachta, you're son of great men. What do you think, hair, the same hair keeps growing all the time? You don't know how hair works. Hair has a lifespan. A hair grows a certain length, and then the hair falls out. You don't notice it, and then a new hair is growing. So, what do you think? You're going to keep growing pubic hair until it's down to your knees? Believe me, it's not a problem. And therefore, you don't have to worry about it. Kozman shu gadel, no share. So it's just the way that's biology. So, okay, so would you be allowed to scratch in such a way that takes out hair? No? Oh, sir. Well, how about if you're just scratching through your clothing? But you're doing it in order to be nosha. Omale, if it's bebigdo, so then it's mutter. Because that's not something, I mean, no woman would do that. So it's not the derech of an isha. Others learn that actually that's a different thing. In tefillah, so during davening, you have to be careful that your hands don't touch areas of your body that are going to make them chayv in netilas yadayim. So now what he asked them was nothing to do with this question of whether you're allowed to take off body hair. He just asked whether you would be allowed to scratch an area that is covered with clothing during tefillah. Or do we say that even the place, like to go scratching under your arms, even though you're wearing your t-shirt, that's also not nuki. So what would be the din of betfilah big domahu? That would be the other lashon. Omar le osir. However, the Gemara says that's not true. The halacha is not like that. We don't consider it to be osir. So now, in terms of the halacha lemaisa of all of these things, there's a lot, first of all, there's a lot of misunderstanding about, or I should say, I shouldn't have misunderstanding, but there's a lot of machlokas, obviously somebody's misunderstanding, about what the Rambam means. Because the Rambam says that havarata seyar mishar haguf kagon beta shechi beta erava enos medivre telor medivre seifrim. But he paskins like the first sheet that we had over here with Rabbi Yochanan, makino to makat mardut. But then he explains, that's why the Rabbanan answered it. So here's the Lashon Rambam, which is mashma, that we were not going to give him malchus, but that it's still usher, and that there would be these different dargas. That's the way the Beis Yosef understood the Rambam. However, it's very clear from other Rishonim that they understood the Rambam, including the Mukhe Yosef, where the words ein makinoto doesn't mean it's usher, but ein makinoto. He's saying the Rabbanan said this guy's doing the wrong thing and therefore give him malchus mardus. But if not, so then it's not usher, and therefore ein makinoto. He doesn't mean to say specifically. Okay. But according to Beis Yosef, we have a machlokas between Rav Shvi Ragon, which he calls the Das of the Gainim, and the Rambam. However, the Ran, the Mukhe Yosef, they both bring the Gaonim et Mutter Lechatchila, if that is the Mokam, and the Ramah says, in fact, when the Shulchan Aruch paskins, b'mokam shemavir noto gama anashim, imavir ein makinoto, the Ramah writes, afilu lechatchila mutter. Rak achaverim nimnaim. So because of this Gemara, says the Ramah, that Talmidei Chachomim are nimna, not that it's asur, but that's their minhag. Now, you should just know that this Isser in other Gemaras even includes a man looking in a mirror. Now, that to us means is absolutely shocking, right? But in those days, the idea of a male beautifying himself or caring about what he looks like was itself very effeminate and therefore was Isser even to be mistakel in a mirror. Now, we would not look at somebody today who combs his hair in a mirror as being over on an iser of any kind, even to be machmer on, right? Because why is that? It's because we understand that he is not looking in the mirror for purposes of beautification to be like a woman. He's trying to look neat. He's trying to look like a mensch, right? And that's the way that the norm is for people to be makbid on how they dress and how they look. And therefore, bizman hazeh, nobody asers that. And even there we don't find that mokam, like the Rama adds over there in the Isser of looking in a mirror, mokam shederecha anoshim lirot gamkin b'mara, that's for sure mutter. And there he doesn't say that anybody is nimna. So again, all of this depends very, very much, not only in the question of the place and the time, but also on the kavana. So, for instance, these are piskei halachas that are very nogea halacha lemaisa. For instance, suppose somebody is embarrassed, right? So there's a Yam Shel Shlomo and the Mordechai that brings on the sugya in Shabbos. Bnei Adam sheyesh lahem riboy sarot al yadam. So these guys have very hairy hairs. They feel they look like monkeys, and they want to remove their body hair. Uboshim beina anashim. It's nothing to do with women. It just has to do with, like, I feel like I'm a monkey. So over there, says the Mordechai, that's called tsar. And it's tsar machmat busha, ein lecha tsar gadol mizeh. That's his lashon. Amazing. To be embarrassed by the way you look is extremely painful. Is anybody going to say that if your body hair was causing you a skin infection or whatever, that there would be a problem, that that's called acting like a woman? Of course not. So if the tsar that it's gerim you, says the Mordechai, is a mental tsar, that's even worse. So for sure, there would be no iser. Amazing insight. And because the entire idea is mi'achad, Yam Shel Shlomo takes that Mordechai, and he says, v'chein nira, mi'achad ashari varim midrabbonan. Since we end up paskening that for sure it's not a diraisa, b'mokam tzara lo gozer rabbonan. There certainly is no gezera b'mokam tzar. And the Sridei Eish, who may have my last name, but it's not related, unfortunately, but the Sridei Eish paskin, that nobody would aser. He says, you should be matir a man to dye his hair if the point is not that he's trying to make himself beautiful, but that he has some kind of, you know, strange, like, you know, a big shock of white hair in the middle of his head or something like that. He looks funny. And there, it's not a problem. Because laharchik tsar or laharchik busha is for sure mutter lilvash. What, you think you're not allowed to put on a woman's coat if you're freezing? For sure you're allowed to. Ola asir sear beit hashechi or mutter listaka b'mara v'hu adin the mutter litzbo asaro. If that white hair causes him a hefset, let's say the girls don't want to go out with him, that's a hefset. So then he's not doing to make himself beautiful. He's doing it in order to not have a hefset. You know, and if they're going for early retirement in his company, the moment you got a little bit of white hair, what do you say about those bums there, Rich, huh? Telling you, it's time for a beauty parlor stop, huh? So so then there's no problem, says the Sridei Eish, so that you could go ahead and get yourself a hair dye. Fine. This is...
Does it extend to the metro man? The metro man is not about beauty parlors for men.
Oh, no, this is a very important nakuda. So now the question is, that comes up all the time, is these laser parlors for permanent body hair removal. So it turns out statistically, and this the modern Pesach can bring this, that 45% of customers are male, which means that essentially there is no difference between male and female utilizing the services of these places. And because of that, if that's the case, so then there should be no problem at all. Same thing would be true about, let's say, getting plastic surgery for something that you're embarrassed about, right? So all of that would be included. And because of that, since this is the current norm, so like the very Machmer Svardim and so on, right? Kivan should be Amenu. Ein zerak melachas nashim, motzi shegvorim osim kein, yesh makom lahakel, but certainly others are, Rishon LeZion, the son of Rav Avadya, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, he says, yesh lahakel asir seira migufa yedei lezer, kivan shedover zan afutz hayom, gam bekerav hagvorim, ein lachush bezeh mishum isur levishas kli shel isha, and so on and so forth. So basically, it does not seem to be a problem. Fine. Anyway, that would be the halakha maisa on this. Obviously, if the intent is specifically to be effeminate, then of course it would be aser, and then it would be included in the lo yubash, but only midrabbanan, the way the Rambam paskins. Yeah. Okay, we're ready now for our newly black-haired Capitan. Wow. Oh my gosh, look at that.
It turned gray.
Amazing. So this is continuing on with the problem of the Mishnah that we had with the two Nazirim. One of them was Tameh, one of them wasn't, and we don't know which one was which. So we had a simple Eitzah. We bring both the Korban Tuma and the Korban Taira, and then we bring both the Korban Tuma, and then we bring the Korban Taira again, and then we say whichever one. If I was the one that was Tomei, then that one with Korban Tuma was mine, and if I was the one that was Tor, so then that was my Tor, and that was Bitzad HaSafek, and this one, and so on and so forth. Very easy to do. No problem. But what happens if one of these guys dies? And now, what's the one who survives, what's he going to do if he doesn't have anybody to make this tanai with the korban? So what if meit echad miyam? What if one of them dies? Omer Reb Yeshua, well, there's a sucker born every day. So what you need to do is you need to find a sucker, okay? So what you do is you get a nice guy, and you say, wouldn't you like to help me out of a real pickle? So how about you make yourself a nazir on a tanai? Okay. So here's what you do. You make yourself a nazir, and you should say, if this guy, if I was Tame, okay, so then you be a nazir right now. But if I was Tahar, so then you start your naziris in 30 days from now. Okay. What do you say? Great. Wonderful. Lovely having a sucker. Oh, no, sorry. Thank you. Very lovely having such good people. So then what you do is, then you count 30 days, right? So they both count 30 days. They both keep Naziris. The sucker is only keeping the Naziris beside a suffix because he's not sure whether he's a Nazir now or is Naziris started in 30 days. And then after those 30 days, they bring a Korban Tuma and a Korban Taira. And they make the following tanai. Imanihu atamei. So the guy who was from the original two Nazirim who lived, so he says, look, if I'm the one who is tamei, so then this is my Korban Tuma, this Korban Taira is yours, because you started, we made a condition that if I am tamei, so then your Naziris begins immediately. So now this is your Korban Taira. If, on the other hand, I am the guy who was Tahar, then I'm bringing this as my Korban Taira, and your Korban Taira will be brought in another 30 days because you're only becoming a Nazir today, right? Like you made up. And as far as the Korban Tuma is concerned, the Korban Tuma is brought mitzad asofek. So you're allowed to bring, remember, chatas ha'of. So you bring the chatas ha'of mitzad asofek. And I have no problem. Now, they then count another 30 days. And now they bring the carbon tyra. And now they say like this. The guy from the first two who is surviving, so he says, if I'm the guy who was tummy before, so then that first carbon tuma was mine. I started my naziris after I brought my carbon tuma. It's 30 days later, and this is now my carbon tyra. And there's no problem. I was supposed to start 30 days later. If, however, I was tar all along, then the carbon tyra was mine. The carbon tuma, that was just brought, maybe. So they count another 30 days, and they bring a carbon tyra, and then he says, okay, if I really was tameh, so then that first carbon tuma was mine, the carbon tyra was yours, and now this is my carbon tyra. If I was tar all along, so then the first carbon tyra was mine, the carbon tuma, well, you were allowed to bring that besuffic, so I did, I brought a chatas ha'of, and now we're bringing this carbon for you, because you just started your naziris with the second period of 30 days. That's the best way to get out of this problem. So Ben Zoma said to Rabbi Yoshua, you really believe that a sucker is born every day? That's an American myth. Who the heck is going to listen to you and become a nazir just to get you out of a pickle? This is not a very good etza at all. I'm going to find anybody so stupid. I'll tell you what you do. You can handle this all on your own. You do not need to find a sucker, okay? What you do is, at the end of Shloshim Yom, you bring a chatas ha'of. The chatas ha'of you're bringing in case you were tummy. So you bring the chatas ha'of, and then you bring an eilas behema. The eilas behema, you're going to make a t'nai, right? And you say, if I actually was tummy, so then the chatas ha'of that I brought, that is my carbon tuma. The eilah is not ma'akev. And even though Tosfos says to bring the eilah, remember as we saw before, and all the other Rishonim make it clear, there's no inyan in bringing the eilah. You then wait 30 days, and then you bring the complete carbon tyra. And what you say is, if I'm tahor, so then if I was tomei, I brought that first one as a nedava. You wait another 30 days, and you bring all three behemoths of a regular Nazir Tahar. And you say, if I was Tamei before, then I had brought that first carbon Ayla as an Adav. I said, okay, so here is my carbon Tyra, all three carbonas Ayla. I've got my beautiful Shlomim and the El Nazir, and I've got no problems at all. So I have my Chatas, my Ayla, my Shlomim. And now, if I was Tahor originally, and I said if I'm Tahor, I'm bringing the Eula towards my Naziris Tyra. Okay, so then this Eula is an Eula's Nedava. The first one was part of my three Karbonas. And then these remaining two Karbonas, the Chatas and the Shlomim, that's the rest of it. So now I finally finished all of my Karbonas. Not mechuyev to bring all of the Karbonas at one time. The only one that's ma'akev is you have to bring your Chatas in order to be able to be complete with your Naziris and to shave and so on, right? Om Rabbi Yeshua, how can you do that? Well, you're going to bring your Karbonas bit by bit? Nim tzazeh mevi karbonotav lechatzayin? What's wrong with that? Nobody knows. Okay, we shall see. In the end, the Chachamim say, there's no problem. What Ben Zoma is saying makes a heck of a lot of sense. What do you need to find a sucker for if you can handle this entirely on your own and you would be doing it very, very properly? go along with that. Says the Gemara, what is this business that Rabbi Yehoshua says? What? Then he's going to end up bringing his karbanas bit by bit. So, Velaisi, so let him bring his karbanas bit by bit. I never heard there's a problem bringing your karbanas bit by bit. Yeah, the truth is, neither did Rabbi Yehoshua. But he figured if you make a big fuss about it, then you're going to fool all of your scaredy cat Talmidim into thinking, yeah, for sure, that's a problem. Yeah, you can't do that. So he wanted to see whether he has people who think for themselves as Talmidim, or whether the minute that they hear, V'kemitanase, he'll say, yeah, V'kemitanase, right? So he figured he'll give them one of these real, oy vavoy, chas v'chalila, V'kemitanase. Everybody will say, yeah, for sure. So he wanted to see if anybody's intelligent enough to say, yeah, and therefore, what's the problem? So he knew there was no problem. So he was playing games. Rav Yonam HaShmuel, the truth is that Rav Yehoshua really agreed with Ben Zoma all along. He only said this to scare away his Talmidim. Lo amar Rav Yehoshua l'chadeid ba the Talmidim to see if they're going to go along with anything he says, whether they're going to think. Rav Nachman, but now, so in the Mefarsh, it says Rav Nachman didn't realize that Rabbi Yehoshua was playing games, right? He thought that Rabbi Yehoshua was serious and that you should not do things the way Ben Zoma did, and you should do things that by doing this whole shtick of finding a sucker. But the problem is, if you're finding the sucker, you got a big problem. Because Lamaisa, you're going to have to do tznufa, right? And you don't know, because it turns out that the guy from the original two and this new guy, the sucker, they are going to be, we're not sure whose carbon this is, correct? So they're going to be bringing the same carbon tyra, which includes the din of tenufa. Now remember that means that you have to do the zorah b'sheila, and you have to do the tenufa on the hands of the nazir. But we don't know whose nazir's hands it is. So when we bring the first one, we're going to have to wait until the second one for sure finishes the naziris, and that way we can be mekayim the mitzvah of the zorah b'sheila and the tenufa. The problem is, do we have a sufficiently good freezer in the Beis HaMikdash for keeping this stuff for 30 days? I mean, I don't know how he's going to deal with that problem. I mean, all we need is a hafsakat chashmal, and then you're going to wreck the tenufa. So, Rav Nachman, I don't know what he's going to do about keeping these things cold. My lavid le Rabbi Yehoshua ledake de lo lisro. What's he going to do with the insides of the carbon to make sure that they don't rot? 30 days is a long time. Even though we're talking about fats, Lamaisa, and that they don't rot that quickly. But nonetheless, you can see that this is a problem. Okay, excellent. This is today's daf was Nogea David. No operations that have to do with Mar'eh are considered to be a problem, because these are things that are part of what a person feels he wants to look like. So therefore, Pashut, all of this is Nogea, these are Piskei Halachas by all of the Peskim, that it's not considered to be Simlat Isha.